Senator Al Simpson. April Fool's Day this year is no time for fooling around. It's the day to stand up and be counted. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, our Constitution requires a tally-up of the nation's population every 10 years so we can apportion the number of seats in the U.S. House. A big part happens this Sunday, April 1st. Population figures are vital to state and local governments as the monies they receive from federal programs are often based on population. It's the very first step in ladling out billions of bucks for education, health care, community development, transportation, crime prevention. The 90 census should be the most complete count of our population ever attempted. Special efforts are being made to count those who will be hardest to reach, the homeless, minorities, and immigrants. You've been a tough critic of census activities before, Ted, but don't confuse folks into somehow thinking they ought not to come out and be counted. Sharpen up your old pencil, jot down all the members of the Kennedy clan, and urge all Americans to be counted.
I'm sure the census will do its best to count all the far-flung Simpsons, too. I just hope the census takers don't have any trouble distinguishing you from that popular look-alike, think-alike, act-alike cartoon character named Simpson on television. You don't moonlight on TV on Sunday nights under the name Homer Simpson, do you, Al? I must say, though, Al, that on the question of the census, you've been acting like Homer Simpson. The census is one of the most important constitutional responsibilities of the federal government, to count all the people every 10 years. But in recent months, Al, you've been trying to throw a monkey wrench into the census by insisting that aliens living in the United States should not be counted. The Constitution is completely clear on that, Al. It requires all persons to be counted, not just citizens. Read your Constitution again, Homer Simpson, and support what it says. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.